I want to thank you for tuning in to this devotion that I have entitled, What is Your Wall? In Joshua 6:5, we read, It shall come to pass, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout, then the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall go up every man straight before him. In its context, this passage details God's final instructions through his servant Joshua for capturing the heavily fortified walled city of Jericho. These instructions were preceded by the command for seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns and bearing the Ark of the Covenant, followed by the Israelite men of war, to march around the city one time every day for 6 days. On the seventh day, they were to march around the city seven times, and when the priest blew the horns, the people were to shout with a great shout. Christian author Hannah Whitall Smith offers the following commentary on this unorthodox battle plan for defeating Jericho. She writes, The shout of steadfast faith is in direct contrast to the moans of wavering faith and to the wails of discouraged hearts. Among the many secrets of the Lord, I do not know of any that is more valuable than this secret of this shout of faith. The Lord said to Joshua, See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king, and the mighty men of valor. He had not said, I will give, but I have given. It belonged to them already, and now they were called to take possession of it. But the great question was, how? It looked impossible, but the Lord declared his plan. Now, no one can suppose for a moment that this shout caused the walls to fall. And yet the secret of their victory lay in just this shout, for it was the shout of a faith which dared, on the authority of God's word alone, to claim a promised victory, while as yet there were no signs of this victory being accomplished. And according to their faith, God did unto them, so that when they shouted, He made the walls to fall. God had declared that He had given them the city, and faith reckoned this to be true. In long centuries after the Holy Spirit recorded this triumph of faith in Hebrews 11:30, we read, By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. Our wall is whatever stands between us and what God has promised is ours already, just waiting for us to claim it by faith. What is your wall that is keeping you from claiming the promises of God for your life? Is it fear or intimidation or uncertainty? Whatever it is, it could already be resolved by the Lord, just waiting your laying claim to it through a step of faith. As difficult and challenges as things are today, God has promised us ultimate victory through His Son, Jesus Christ. As we place our faith in Him and trust Him fully, we lay claim to that promise of victory. Join me in prayer. Dear Father, Your Word tells us that in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us, Your Son, Jesus Christ. You also tell us that without faith it's impossible to please You. Father, give us the ability to exercise the faith that honors You and claims the promises You've given us in Your Word. Thank You, God, for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.